Welcome to day 5 of our 180-day study of the Westminster Standards. Let's repeat the first 3 questions of the Shorter Catechism. Question 1, what is the chief end of man? Man's chief end is to glorify God and enjoy Him forever. Question 2, what rule has God given to direct us how we may glorify and enjoy Him? Answer, the Word of God, which is contained in the Scriptures of the Old and New Testaments, is the only rule to direct us how we may glorify and enjoy Him. Question 3, what do the Scriptures principally teach? Answer, the Scriptures principally teach what man is to believe concerning God and what duty God requires of man. Now at this point, in the larger catechism, there's a big section heading that says, what man ought to believe concerning God. And then we have the questions that deal with God and His decrees and so forth. And soon we'll be coming to another section which says, having seen what the Scriptures principally teach us to believe concerning God, it follows to consider what they require as the duty of man. So question 3, what do the Scriptures principally teach? The Scriptures principally teach what man is to believe concerning God and what duty God requires of man. So let's look at the question number 6 from the Westminster Larger Catechism, the first in that section, what man ought to believe concerning God. Question 6 is, what do the Scriptures make known of God? And the answer, the Scriptures make known what God is, the persons in the Godhead, His decrees, and the execution of His decrees. Now we're going to look at all of those in more detail, but there are some proof texts just in general to flesh out that answer. First, the proposition that the Scriptures make known what God is. Hebrews 11:6, but without faith it is impossible to please Him, for he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Then the proposition that the Scriptures make known the persons in the Godhead is 1 John 5:7, for there are 3 that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, and these 3 are one. Then the Scriptures make known His decrees. Acts 15:14-18. Simeon hath declared how God at the first did visit the Gentiles to take out of them a people for His name. And to this agree the words of the prophets, as it is written, known unto God are all His works from the beginning of the world. And finally, the Scriptures make known the execution of His decrees. And for that we turn to Acts 4:27-28. For of a truth, against thy holy child Jesus, whom thou hast anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate, with the Gentiles and the people of Israel, were gathered together for to do whatsoever thy hand and thy counsel determined before to be done. So that's what the Scriptures make known of God. They make known what God is, the persons in the Godhead, His decrees, and the execution of His decrees. Now question 4 and question 7, question 4 in the Shorter Catechism, question 7 in the Larger Catechism, are both the question, what is God? The Shorter Catechism is easily memorized. What is God? God is a spirit, infinite, eternal, and unchangeable in His being, wisdom, power, holiness, justice, goodness, and truth. The Larger Catechism has a bit longer answer, not surprisingly. What is God? Answer, God is a spirit, in and of Himself, infinite in being, glory, blessedness, and perfection, all-sufficient, eternal, unchangeable, incomprehensible, everywhere present, almighty, knowing all things, most wise, most holy, most just, most merciful and gracious, long-suffering, and abundant in goodness and truth. So if you remember the Question 4 of the Shorter Catechism, what is God? God is a spirit, infinite, eternal, and unchangeable in his being, wisdom, power, holiness, justice, goodness, and truth. The Larger Catechism adds that God is infinite in glory, blessedness, and perfection, all-sufficient, incomprehensible, everywhere present, knowing all things, merciful and gracious, long-suffering. So instead of looking at the Shorter Catechism and the Larger Catechism, we'll just look at the Larger Catechism because it contains everything that the Shorter Catechism has and a few things more. And we'll just go 10 minutes and see how far that gets us. For the proposition, God is a spirit, the Confession gives us, or the Catechism gives us, John 4:24. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. For the proposition that God is in and of himself infinite in being, the Catechism gives us Exodus 3:14. And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, thus thou shalt say unto the children of Israel, I am hath sent me unto you. And Job 11:7-9. Canst thou by searching find out God? Canst thou find out the Almighty unto perfection? It is as high as heaven. What canst thou do? Deeper than hell. What canst thou know? The measure thereof is longer than the earth and broader than the sea. For the proposition that God is a spirit in and of himself infinite in glory, the Catechism gives us Acts 7:2, and he said, Stephen, men, brethren, and fathers, hearken, the God of glory appeared unto our father Abraham when he was in Mesopotamia, before he dwelt in Haran. God is a spirit in and of himself infinite in blessedness, 1 Timothy 6:15, which in his times he shall show, who is the blessed and only potentate, the King of kings and Lord of lords. God is infinite in perfection, Matthew 5:48, be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. God is all-sufficient, Genesis 17:1, and when Abraham was 90 years old and 9, the Lord appeared to Abraham and said to him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect. God is eternal. Psalm 92. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hadst formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. God is unchangeable. Malachi 3:6, for I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. And James 1:17, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. God is incomprehensible. 1 Kings 8:27, but will God indeed dwell on the earth? Behold, the heaven and heaven of heavens cannot contain thee, how much less this house that I have builded. God is everywhere present. Psalm 139:1-13. O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my downsitting and my uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. Thou hast beset me behind and before, and laid thine hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain unto it. Whither shall I go from thy spirit, or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from me, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to thee. For thou hast possessed my reins, thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. God is almighty. Revelation 4:8. And the four beasts had each of them six wings about him, and they were full of eyes within, and they rest not day and night, saying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. God knows all things. Hebrews 4:13. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and opened unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Psalm 147:5. Great is our Lord, and of great power, his understanding is infinite. God is most wise. Romans 16:27. To God only wise be glory through Jesus Christ forever. Amen. God is most holy. Isaiah 6:3. And one cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And Revelation 15:4. Who shall not fear thee, O Lord, and glorify thy name? For thou only art holy. For all nations shall come and worship before thee, for thy judgments are made manifest. God is most just. Deuteronomy 32:4. He is the rock. His work is perfect. For all his ways are judgment. A God of truth and without iniquity, just and right is he. God is most merciful and gracious, long-suffering, and abundant in goodness and truth. Exodus 34:6. And the Lord passed by before him and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering, and abundant in goodness and truth. Now, the edition of the shorter catechism that I've accessed on the internet has a whole lot of additional verses added. I don't know the source of this particular version of the Westminster Shorter Catechism. I don't think the scripture proof texts are in the original, but I've included them on the blog in case you want to look up some extra verses that back up the Shorter Catechism. Well, that took us about 13 minutes to go through the large catechism question, What is God? Tomorrow we'll get a little bit more information from the Westminster Confession of Faith, Chapter 2, Section 1.